This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beginning of the season, which team was more likely to be 8-2 and which was more likely to be 2-8?
I honestly thought that there was a good chance the roles would be reversed. But if history is any indication, there's no surprise that either of these teams are where they're at.
Daryl, your thoughts on tonight's game? I mean, this could be in a weird way. Jeff and I both think the Browns could win this game tonight. You tell me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is when you look at the head-to-head matchup and you're looking at the numbers and from a statistical standpoint, this is a game the Browns should not win, right? But when you just look, I guess, toward the football gods and the way things are going, right? The Steelers, even though they won five in a row, they've yet to win a road Thursday night football game against the divisional opponent. They're 0-7 all-time, 0-5 under Mike Tomlin. The Browns have not lost on Thursday night football since 2016. They've won their last six appearances. The home team in this particular series, Browns v. Steelers, has won each of the last five meetings between the teams. Now, notice, I'm going to ancillary stuff like this and not talking about specific players beating other players and numbers and matchups. I am going to the stuff that really has no impact on tonight's game as to make the case why the Browns might actually win this game tonight.
We just had Jim Rooney on, and Jim's father, Dan, of course, ran the Steelers forever. Before that, Art Rooney ran the Steelers forever. And I asked Jim about the continuity that the Steelers have had forever in their coaches, in their front office. And why was it tough for them to embrace or whatever? And he said something, Daryl, that I thought was really interesting. He said, our family always thought it was good business to have continuity in those roles. What do you think of that?
I mean, it's great to have continuity if you have the right people.
I get that. Sometimes, do you need continuity to make sure you have the right people?
Continuity for the sake of continuity doesn't always work out. I give you Hugh Jackson, right? I mean, the Haslams tried it, and you know that's the whole reason they didn't want to fire Hugh when everything was going down the tube, both on the fields as well as behind the scenes, because they were very well in tune to the reputation that they had been developing as owners, and that they just had no patience, that they just would fire people and blow the building up willy-nilly. And continuity is great if you got the right people. This is year five of Stefanski-Barry. This is a team that was supposed to contend for not only the playoffs, but potentially for the Super Bowl this year. They're 2-8. The roster construction is a disaster. The on-the-field product is a disaster. It's easy to say, you stay the course here. But what do you stay in the course to maintain now, too? Again, continuity is great when you have the right people. Mike Tomlin's the right person. Like, they have no reason to fire him down there. I laugh at Steeler fan that wants to run that man out of town. I would take him here in Cleveland in the blink of an eye. He's been there since 2007. They're about to make the playoffs for the 12th time. They have not finished below 500 in any of those seasons. They would be naming schools, streets, and building statues for Mike Tomlin in Cleveland if that happened here for the Browns. And the Steeler fans want to run him out because he hasn't won enough Super Bowls. So, you know what I mean? Like, Now, granted, I feel like the Steelers are destined to make the playoffs again and lose on Wild Card Weekend. They've not built a Super Bowl champion. They built teams that have been middle of the road, and Tomlin's been able to win. They win ugly. They won a game last week without scoring a touchdown. They kicked field goals, won 18-16, right? It's going to be a low-scoring, ugly-style football game tonight, and that probably means the Steelers are going to win because that's the way the Steelers play, and that's how they win. So we know the Browns can't score points either. So, continuity is great, but you got to have the right people to maintain that continuity too.
All right, it seems weird. You got a Thursday nighter, then you got a Monday nighter. And if things go...
Yeah, I feel like we should apologize to the nation in advance. We are really sorry you have to watch this football team tonight and watch it a week from Monday. Apologies in advance.
Hey, what happens if things go really sideways tonight? Could we be seeing some changes during the break or no?
Nah, no. To Jeff's question, they're going to maintain continuity in the season. I don't foresee them making any changes. I don't think that ownership has the appetite to fire Kevin Stefanski right now. Hmm. Whether that remains the same come, January, we'll see. But I'll be honest with you. I think that the greater conversation has to be had about the personnel department than the head coach. That's just me.
You think so?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, sin number one was the Deshaun Watson trade and contract. Sin number two, your first and second round picks aren't getting second year contracts. JOK is the only one. Sin number three is the salary cap situation. Now, granted, you can massage the numbers and whatever, but you're going to have to make sacrifices to be able to do that. And that they, Barry took over in a perfect situation, a team that was ready to contend. All he had to do was fill in a few pieces, and he's not done a good job of it. Point blank. Again, this was the contention window. This was the fruits of 1-31. You got two playoff seasons and three losing seasons under Barry and Stefanski, and it's 7 years removed from that, and you have one playoff win to show for this whole thing. So, yeah, I think the personnel department needs a serious examination come January.
Daryl, do the last seven games play a major factor, a little factor, in the futures of Andrew Barry, Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah, I don't know if you can just say it comes down to what happens over the final seven games, because the season's already shot, and that's the issue here, right? That before Halloween, your season was over, and you were, again, supposed to be a contender this year, and you didn't even get to Halloween, and your season was over. That is a major failure. That is one of the greatest failures of this franchise since returning in 99. And there have been many, but this is right up there with how this has gone. Major, epic failure. And quite frankly, somebody should be held accountable for that.
Daryl, what are you looking forward to in this game? I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, well, obviously Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, big, talking points this week. A little back and forth here over some of the saltiness from, Myles winning Defensive Player of the Year. By the way, Pittsburgh, biggest crybabies on the planet. They got a good football team. You got a future Hall of Fame player, and they're still crying about the dumbest stuff imaginable down there. Intelligence must not be their thing in Western Pennsylvania. But
ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Ryder. For the rivalry.
This isn't a rivalry, though. Jeff, this isn't a rivalry. This is the Steelers, beating down a downtrodden franchise with both hands tied behind their backs, and they're the ones that tied their own hands behind their back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like, this isn't a rivalry. When they play meaningful football games and the Browns win some of those meaningful football games, then we can start saying this is a rivalry again. And it looked like a couple of years ago it was turning back into a rivalry when, you know, the Browns beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Granted, there was, you know, there was nobody in the stands because of COVID, but like, that was a meaningful game. It was a playoff game. Browns won, boat raced them, ran them out of their own building to advance. But it's not a rivalry. You know, Ravens Steelers, that's a rivalry. They're always, every single game those teams play matter. This game right now doesn't matter. Browns season is over. And even if the Steelers lose tonight, guess what? They're still 8-3, and they're still on the way to the playoffs. So until the Browns get themselves off the mat and are a consistent, competitive team year in and year out, and they play meaningful games against the Steelers and start winning those games, that, for me, is the only way this rivalry really is going to be rekindled. It might be a rivalry for Browns fans because they're jealous of everything that the Steelers have and everything that the Steelers are, because that's what they want the Cleveland Browns to be. But you could not have two polar opposite franchises right now.
Who has a bigger night? Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston?
I'm going to say, well, I mean, it's windy. I mean, looking out my window right now, I got some snow flurries. It's not a great night for throwing the ball, which means one of these knuckleheads are going to try and throw for, you know, 45 times tonight, right? You know it's going to happen, right? Don't do it. You shouldn't throw tonight, but somebody's going to try. And I say that a little tongue-in-cheek, if you couldn't pick up on that. For me, it comes down to the run game for both of these teams. And in the trenches, offensive line v. defensive line. And right now, when I look at that situation, I think Pittsburgh has advantage on both sides of the ball. You know, Pittsburgh's offensive line v. Brown's D-line, really the only one that you're specifically game-planning around to stop is Myles Garrett, right? And if you can stop him, you pretty much neutralize that front. Occasionally, Dalvin Tomlinson will squeak back there, or Shelby will squeak back there, or Obo will squeak back there, but like, Myles is the guy, you got to take him out, right? When you look at the Steeler front, you know, obviously T.J. Watt, right? Cam Hayward is having that guy. I need whatever he's on, whatever diet he is on. I need to have that. That guy is the ageless wonder. It's incredible what he's doing at this point in his career. But I feel like the Steeler front has the advantage over the Browns offensive line, which has struggled as well this year, right? Just continuity, health, all those things. So the game's going to be won in the trenches. And again, when I look at that, look at those matchups, Pittsburgh does, at least on paper, have those advantages. But obviously, you got to go out and play the game, and both of these teams are playing on short weeks.
Happy game coverage night to you, sir.
You too, Jeffrey. Aren't you on the
indeed
post-game?
Indeed.
Yes, so
yeah. And I know we didn't formally say it on the air. Happy birthday, my friend. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Big birthday this week.
Yes. Baskin and I will be doing a post game. It's always game day in Cleveland. Folks can, if they're having a few at about midnight or 1 a.m. or whatever, you know, we'll have some sort of a post game wrap up. Or
what I'm saying is,
autopsy.
If you go to sleep after the game, just wake up and listen to the podcast. That's all.
There
and then
you
be
go.
Done. Be done by 10 o'clock. That's all.
Thank you, D.
Thanks, Daryl.
Let's hope the game isn't done by 10. Well, I mean, time-wise, let's hope it's done by 10.
But no, 10 a.m. I want people to listen to the podcast tomorrow morning on their way into work.
Because you know there is a chance this game may be over by 10 p.m., right? Okay?
Just on the scoreboard. This isn't high school. They don't have a running time.
Thank you, Daryl.
Take care, guys. Enjoy the game.
Later.
Daryl, brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What's the weather going to be like tonight?
Ooh.
We might have an expert who can tell us momentarily.
Yes,
and quick
will.
Predicts coming up. Coming up, last segment, who wins tonight and why? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.